free of music you might otherwise miss. WMFO in Medford. Welcome to part two of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. In this segment, I have tunes for you from the Sugar Cubes, the Vaughn Brothers, and the Replacements. Plus, we have new tunes from No Vacation, Local Natives, and Veronica Bianchi. The Double Down feature artist is Nick Waterhouse, which will include two tracks from his latest effort. Plus, got a great cover tune for you in our Cover Me feature. Let's get it started with a tune from Pretty Girls Make Graves. This is called Parade here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Been gathering gathering in the parking lot. Been talking in the break room. Labor and unrest denying the clock. Are you okay with what you got? We're throwing down our push brooms. We're hanging up our apron ties. We're coming from the back roads, out of the fields and the factory.
You tonight.
We're throwing down.
else on the radio. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
101.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Busting away in the second hour of today's show. It's about 19 minutes after hour 11. Thanks for joining me here on a bright but cold Tuesday morning. Finished up there with the latest from No Vacation. It was a band project started by Sabrina, Mai, and Basil Sela. They started playing together in their dorm rooms and ended up actually developing a band and referring to their music as bedroom pop. Some great changes have taken place. Basil has left the group, and Sabrina decided to move on, changed people in the band, signed a record deal with Top Shelf Records, and released this new EP on November 17th. It's called Intermission, and that tune was called Yam Yam from No Vacation. Low Millions, Eleanor from Ex-Girlfriends. Kirsty McCall, He's on the Beach from her wonderful release, What Do Pretty Girls Do? Clean Spill, new release from them, is a single called Note to Self. And the hour started with Pretty Girls Make Graves from the album Elan Vital. That was Parade.
This is Barry Sanders. As a pro football player, I know that our bodies aren't built for bone-crushing impact. Brain injuries can be dangerous, resulting in consequences that can last long after the game. One example is uncontrollable outbursts of crying or laughing, possible signs of a neurologic condition called pseudo-bulbar effect, or PBA. PBA can result from a variety of neurologic conditions or brain injuries. So visit TacklePBA.org and talk to your doctor. Let's tackle this treatable condition together.
Brought to you by TacklePBA.org, the Brain Injury Association of America, and the Gridiron Greats.
We have music coming to you in this hour from XTC, also Sugar Cubes and the Vaughn Brothers. Next up is the latest material from Local Natives. They are just a wonderful band, eclectic brand of indie rock that they put out. They met in high school in Orange County with Ryan Hain, Taylor Rice, and keyboardist Kelsey Ayer, which I really like because all three of them handle vocal duties. They picked up a drummer, Matt Frazier, and bassist Andy Hamm, and they started forging their highly collaborative sound. In September of last year, they released their third full-length album. It's called Sunlit Youth. This tune is called Dark Days from Local Natives here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
past will haunt each passing day. Well, like a lonely child crying for his mother, my heart beats wild and there goes another. I need you to satisfy the flame. I need you in ways I can't explain. I need you explain to see that you're the one for me. No one understands, I'm only half a man, 'cause I need you. My baby,
WMFO, TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. That is new music from Jalen Nganda. Jalen is a Liverpool-based musician, singer-songwriter, originally from Wheaton, Maryland. I really like this guy. That tune's got a nice R&B and soul and with a touch of pop sensibility with it. I find it interesting. He moved to Liverpool in 2014 in search of his musical inspiration, and I think that he has definitely found it. He has self-released two singles so far in 2017. This one is called I Need You, and it came out on June 2nd of this year. XTC going back to English settlement with Census Working Overtime, and Local Natives with Dark Days from their latest release, Sunlit Youth. We got our next feature coming up and top of the hour, and is a cover tune. It's called Cover Me, of course, and it's a cover tune of a Phoenix tune reimagined by an Irish singer-songwriter. Looking forward to sharing that with you. Meantime, though, we're going to keep it moving with a new one from Vacation Manor. They're an unsigned four-piece indie rock band from Lynchburg, Virginia. They formed in 2014. They released their first single a year later, their debut EP in 2016. For 2017, Vacation Manor has released this new single called Fading. Straightforward, toe-tapping, radio-friendly tune. Check it out. See what you think. New music from Vacation Manor here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
About you and me, 'cause lately nothing seems to come too easily. I can't tell where we're headed, but I'll wait and see. Give it time, let it breathe. Can't let one hard season fill your head with reasons for up and leaving. Fight what you feel to taste the real thing. I feel it fading. Been waiting on something to change it. It's just my instinct to get up and run. Half past three, I'm staring at the
91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Slowly finishing up there with the latest from Varsity. Varsity is a female-fronted, mixed-gendered, unsigned indie all-pop rock five-piece out of Chicago, Illinois. They formed as a band in 2013, and during that four-year period, they released one album, one EP, and several singles, with the latest being the one you just heard, Settle Down. I kind of like the upbeat female vocal exchange there. It's reminiscent of Velocity Girl, which is precisely what I played just before that. Velocity Girl from Simpatico with Rubble and Vacation Manor got started with their new single called Fading. If you want to check out today's new release show playlist, I posted it at my website at tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. You can also check out some links for some free downloads and a video, a couple videos that I've housed there as well. Also, a reminder, I'll be starting a new gig over at WBRS.org this Thursday, 10 a.m. to 12, another version of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. So if you get a chance to join me there at WBRS.org. Next up is a new tune from, well, not new tune, actually, it's new to you, but anyways, this is Veronica Bianchi. She is a self-described garage pop artist as well as an eccentric guitar pop songstress. She's based out of Los Angeles. She's been at it a couple of years now, self-releasing her debut single, which was called If Love Is a Gun, I'm Better Off Dead. I kind of like that. 2015, she followed that up. I'm sorry, in 2016, she followed up with a single called A Paris, and that's when I found her. And she's put out a new song this year, which I like too, but I haven't played this for a while, so I'm going back to that. So this is Veronica Bianchi with A Paris here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Oh,
Listeners supported Freeform Radio with TK, 91.5 FM WMFO.
Feel something.